escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dog bleep and what the Mets are doing, scraping the bottom of the barrel, rock bottom. You know, obviously, yesterday we went over the Mets and Yankees both, and I was trying to be positive there, saying that I still believe in both these teams. And of course, the Yankees go out there and get a win, a much-needed win, so we could get more into that. And the Mets almost get no hit. I mean, I get it. It's frustrating. Losers of 8 of 9, should have gotten no hit. Thank goodness for Juan Soto, who after getting the boos goes out there, breaks up the no-hitter with a home run. And clearly, there's something off with this group, whether it's the chemistry. Obviously, there hasn't been the consistency, but calm down. Calm down. They're 2.5 games out of first place. They're still a team that's well over 500. They're right there to win the division. They're in a playoff spot comfortably, I might add. 2 weeks ago, they won 7 in a row. Okay, so LOL Mets, you want to rip the Mets? Okay, do you not think Juan Soto's going to get it turned around? And just like you did in April, May, right? Now, it was one thing for me to get on him after 20 games. Hey, what's with the slow start? But all the time, we knew Juan Soto was going to get it going at some point and turn it around. He did. He had a ridiculous June. Has it been a great season for Soto? No, but there are 48 games to go, 47, whatever it is, the exact math. And if he goes nuts in the postseason, will anybody give a crap? And the potential is still... You know, it's still all there. That's the thing that's most important to me. For years, especially from a Mets fan perspective, because like it or not, the Yankees already have achieved the sustained success. Like, their floor has been raised for 30 years. The Mets' floor is just being raised now. So I don't know how Mets fans can go nuts and start ripping the team apart because of a losing streak, not to mention 2 weeks after winning 7 in a row. But they go nuts when, like, what more do you want the owner to do? David Stearns isn't perfect. All right, you're going to pick on him for Frankie Montas? We all knew Montas stunk. They're going to try him Saturday and see if he can pitch, whether it's behind an opener or starting. If he doesn't get the job done, he's going to be out. You know that they've held guys accountable. And that's not even the biggest part. Manaea is going to build himself back up. He's getting there. Unfortunately, the guy was hurt half the year. Saying the same thing. He's banged up, but he's not a... You know, he's not a guy that's getting a great length anyway, but he'll be better than what he's been. They're going to have to go into the minor leagues and call up one of these guys. Okay, but, and then we'll find out about Sproat or McClain. But they were built to hit, and there are inconsistencies in the offense. Does that mean that you'd rather have somebody different than Lindor, Soto, and Alonso? I wouldn't. I mean, if you're not going to trust and believe in Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, I don't know what to tell you. It's not John Mayberry Jr. and Eric Campbell. Come on. There's at least legit reason to say, you know what? This sucks. It's frustrating. I get it. They're testing all of our patients. And I'm not trying to be Mr. Positive. You should know that by now. I'm not Lugie, who I think is over the top with the positive. Hey, that's him. PT can do whatever he wants. SAL is going to do what he wants. And my feel right now is while it's frustrating, while it's annoying... While we all acknowledge that they have to play better, I don't look at the Mets as a bad baseball team. Are they the best baseball team? No. But they could be come October. I mean, that's the way that the sport is. And the reason why I believe that they could be come October is because of Soto. Now, if he doesn't hit, whether it's the next 40-something games, whether it's in the postseason, guess what? They're going to lose. And then at that point, what are you going to say? You're going to say the guys didn't get their job done. Didn't get the job done. You're not going to say you want somebody different than Soto. I mean, could you say change the chemistry up a little bit? Change the pieces? I don't believe in the core that has been here with McNeil, Alonso, Lindor, Nimmo. I've said that on record many different times. However, with that group, they got to the NLCS a year ago. And now they've added Juan Soto. So McNeil's not really part of the core. I don't trust Brandon Nimmo. I wish I did. I don't. But the other three, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, at some point, they are going to get going. They've done it already this year. Like, let's not make it like it's been a whole year of struggles. And you can come up with any dates and any records, any numbers since whichever date. I mean, since July, everybody's making like, June 13th, whatever. Yeah, it obviously hasn't been as good as it was prior to June 13th. But from July on, they're a 500 team. Is that the worst thing in the world? Teams go through bad spurts. You win 7 in a row, you lose 8 and 9. It happens. I hate the inconsistencies. I hate the roller coaster nature of it. It doesn't mean that they're a bad ball club and everybody needs to be fired and guys are getting booed. Look, I understand the frustrations from the fans. You're out there yesterday. You're paying good money to go to that game and you get nothing. They're getting no hit. They're getting embarrassed. So I can get that to a certain extent. But, you know, the Mets haven't, they're 2.5 games out of first place. So as bad as they've been, as inconsistent as they've been, the big bad Phillies, who everybody loves, Bryce Harper, the Phillies pitching, look at the moves that they made. Everybody loves the Phillies. They're only 2.5 games better than the Mets, and I'm supposed to go nuts? I mean, the Brewers have been playing over their heads. They have 70 wins, best team in baseball, sure. Look at the big bad Dodgers. What's the Dodgers record? Are they that much better than the Mets? Like, how come it only pertains to the Yankees when we say, well, look at everybody else? The Yankees will be fine because everybody else in the American League isn't any good. The Dodgers have 66 wins. The Mets have 63. Ooh, whoa. Man, Mets better fold up shop. Not good enough. I will yell and scream and complain and hold teams and players accountable whenever it calls for it. And obviously, the Mets offense not doing the job. But look at the roster. Look at the bullpen, the way that that's set up. Even look at the rotation, which is healthy for the first time all year. And by the way, getting healthier, meaning building up Manaea and Senga coming back. They've still only been back for a few starts here. It might take some time, unfortunately. Now they're running out of time. And if they don't get built up and they can't give quality starts, guess what? Mets aren't going to win. And then you could say, well, here's what you think that they need. But from where they were to where they are today, I have a hard time going all the way back to being overwhelmingly negative with this group that at the very least you have to believe in to a certain extent. Maybe some believe more than I do. Maybe some believe less than I do. You got to believe to a certain extent that the guys that they have, specifically Lindor, Soto, Alonso, will get it going together at some point. If they don't, they're going home early. End of story. And what are you going to complain about? Lindor's not going anywhere. Soto's not going anywhere. And you all want Alonso here. So what exactly is, like, where's the complaint box? Why is it filling up right now? Where's the negativity coming from? It's a rough patch, a bad streak. Have they been great for the last 2 months? No, haven't been great. But they're just as good as everybody else. Take their best months and put it up against the other team's best months. It was as good as anybody else. April, May, right up until June 13th, Mets were one of, if not the best team in all of Major League Baseball. So we know the potential is there. And that was before they were even fully healthy. And really before Soto got going. They have the pieces. That's, to me, the most important part. For years, yelling and screaming and banging the desk, God, you got to get this, you got to get that. They've done that. Now it is on the manager and the coaches to unlock the best of the players. But they have everything that they need to go out there and compete at the highest level. Do I think they're going to win the World Series? No. Do I believe Juan Soto's going to go nuts in the postseason? I do. I think the pitching will get straightened out, at the very least to a certain extent. 5-6 quality innings from the majority of starters that they have. Manaea, Senga, Peterson, pitching hasn't been the biggest problem. Montas has been awful. Holmes, like those guys will be fine. And the fifth guy in the rotation isn't going to be in the rotation come October, assuming that they get there, and I assume that they will. So eliminate the fifth starter. If you assume that they get to the postseason, if they don't, it's a disaster. Then everybody could go nuts. But they have a three-game lead on the last wild card spot, and they're still only 2.5 back in the division. So, like, I'm not even thinking no postseason. I'm not even thinking that with the Yankees, and they were on the verge of being out of a spot yesterday. So I'm certainly thinking the Mets are going to be a postseason team. So if one of your biggest fears is Frankie Montas, or do one of the younger guys have it, they're not going to be in the equation come postseason, assuming that Manaea, Senga, Peterson, and Holmes stay healthy. And if not, still, okay, you replace one of those guys with one of the younger guys, or Tyler McGill or whatever. Like, I'm not worried about that. The bullpen is absolutely loaded. I'm worried that the bullpen's going to be overtaxed by the time they get to October. If the starters can't figure it out, different story. But their bullpen's loaded. Raley, Soto, Helsley, Rogers, Diaz. That's loaded. Okay, so then what's the issue? Look at the lineup. Vientos has been terrible this year. Whose fault is that? Everybody loved Vientos a year ago. You guys were calling, getting on me. How are you so negative on Vientos? You hated Vientos. You didn't want him. Now all of a sudden it's everybody. The Mets stink. Well, look at Vientos. What has he done? Alvarez been better, but he's still not good enough to what he was supposed to do. I don't want Beatty on the team. I'd rather have Acuna. Mauricio's good. He's got some potential, but he's still a young player. All right, there are some issues there. But really the main issue is Nimmo's inconsistencies, Lindor's inconsistencies, and Juan Soto has been nowhere near what he was supposed to be. So it's not that the Mets stink. It's not that they need to fire this guy, fire that guy. It's that we're waiting for those guys to reach their full potential. If they do, the Mets have a shot. If they don't, it's a wrap. Go get them next year. That's it. But I don't think it's caused to be overwhelmingly negative, which is the feel that I get. Frustrated? Absolutely. You think this team stinks? You think the Mets are a bad team? You weren't saying that 2 weeks ago when they're in the midst of a seven-game winning streak. The ups and downs, I don't like it. I like consistency. I don't like the roller coaster ride. Any of them. Reality, sports-wise, I don't like the roller coaster ride. But come on. The Mets still have a good team. They just got to start playing better. It's as simple as that. And what better time than now? By the way, they still have seven head-to-head with the Phillies. You want to go nuts after they lose to the Phillies? Understood. Because that will put the fork in them. If they lose the majority of those seven games to the Phillies, they're not going to win the division. And then they're going to be up against it. I'm not seeing, and look, maybe I'm wrong here. I'm not seeing the bad signs that everybody's overreacting to, losing hope of what this ball club could be. And not even hope. I don't even know if I like that word, but I just believe that they have good enough players that will get it turned around and it will look much better. Maybe starting this weekend in Milwaukee when the expectation is they're going to get destroyed by Milwaukee.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they've beaten good teams before. They have been a good team. even with their rough stretches, they still are one of the better teams. To what extent? We're going to find out. But Cohen, Stearns, they've pretty much done as much as they could do. It's on the players and the manager to figure out here over the next 40-something games and go win the division. BT and Sal on the fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, yesterday we had the manager of the Mets on. Today we have a very special guest coming up at 11 o'clock. The manager and leader and Hall of Famer when it comes to New York sports, Mike Francesa, will be joining the show coming up at 11 o'clock. Can't wait to actually talk to Mike and get to, obviously, he was, you know, Mr. Millions this week with all the views that he got with that commercial with the Giants and Giants. Well, I have a feeling Mike is going to be a little bit better than Dan and Warwick was earlier in the week. So we'll talk to Mike coming up at 11 o'clock, get his thoughts on all things with the Mets and Yankees, and obviously have some fun with that Giants and Giants meeting. Larry is in Westchester. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, buddy?
How are you, Larry?
Good. Listen, Sal, I wish I could share your optimism about the Mets, but I just can't. I've been following this team for 60 years, and it's the same old movie year after year after year, ending in frustration. It doesn't matter who they get. They just do not hit in the clutch. If I was, if it was me running this team, after this season is over, I would tear it down from the top. The first guy I would get rid of or try to, and they probably could move him, is Nimmo, because he still has 3 years left, I think about $20 million a year.
You know, I said that months ago, Larry, I would trade Nimmo, and I do think that there's some value there. I can't continue to hope that Nimmo's going to figure it out. I know when he's rolling, it makes everything look different. He's just way too inconsistent, but I don't know what the value is going to be in return.
Absolutely, Sal. I mean, they should be able to get something for this guy. It's been, what, 8 years with Nimmo? He still hasn't figured it out.
Yeah.
And, again, you could probably make a play for a guy like Tucker in the offseason. Now, the next thing I'm going to tell you is going to be a shock. If Alonso wants to opt out at the end of this year and they still keep playing this inconsistency, I'd say, Pete, go by, see what you can get.
Well, I mean,
they
that's another thing.
Have a change.
It's another thing I've been saying for a long time, Larry, and thank you for the call. Here's the issue. Right now, no changes are going to be made. So they're going to, and this is year two of David Stearns, they're going to evaluate what happens the rest of the way with this group. You know, I was disappointed they didn't trade Jeff McNeil, whether it's before the year, whether it's during the year. And I know some fans look at him and say, well, he's versatile, he's useful. Yeah, he could be, but I was looking for a little more shake it up trade at the deadline. I said that. That's why I gave both the Mets and Yankees an A. I wanted an A+. You want to win a World Series, you got to get to A+, not A. Yeah, okay, well, you needed, like, they did the bare minimum. Mets needed the bullpen. They got one. They needed the center fielder. They got one. Like, not the one, but they got one. I was looking for a little more shake it up. Either move Vientos, trade McNeil. You know, Nimmo at that point wasn't a thought, but I said I would do that early in the year. I do think if the Mets fall short and lose the division, or get into the obviously if they miss the postseason, they're going to have to change some stuff with the roster. But let's say they get in and have a quick ouster, one round and a wild card round, and they're out. If I'm David Stearns, and I would assume that David Stearns is going to do this, I'm looking to make changes now as opposed to later. Meaning Nimmo. Meaning, okay, maybe it's easier to let Alonso walk, even though he has the record, even though Met fans love him. If this group doesn't get it done, they have to assess everything, why it didn't get done. Why is the chemistry maybe not what it was a year ago? Why the inconsistencies? But that's not a talking point now. Like, now we're in the midst of it. Now we're in the midst of the run. The division's right there. They got 7 games with the Phillies. They beat the Phillies this year. Let's see what they can do. If they get beat, different story. Then you can say, okay, well, you know what? Definitively, we know this group doesn't have it. I would never run it back with the same exact group. Obviously, Lindor and Soto are going to be here. Everybody else, who knows? What other moves can they make? Whether it's spending money, whether it's making a big trade. But that's not a conversation for August, whatever the hell it is. 6th, 7th? What day is it today? Yeah, 7th? That's a conversation for October 7th. Like, I just, there's so many times as a sports fan, this is me talking to you here. there are so many times as a sports fan with great reason to be ticked off and negative about the teams that we root for. To me, with the Mets, while this is obviously a rough patch and obviously frustrating, losing 8 of 9, coming down the home stretch here, you know, early August, with just under 2 months to go in the season, obviously it's frustrating. I don't believe this is the time to be overwhelmingly negative. Rob is on Long Island. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, you're 100% right. It's going to come down to managers, pitching coaches, hitting coaches, getting their players to perform. I think it's going to be a real exciting going into the rest of the season here. You got to remember, the roster is at 28 players right now, but going September 1st, it'll bump up to 40 as active roster players. So who they put in and play, it's almost like they're showcasing who's going to play well now for the rest of the season. But the players will play as they play. It's a very watered-down season this year. 70 wins. What do you think is going to be the top number for a division win this year?
Yeah, that's a good question. 94,
95, 96?
It's a good question. I think the Phillies could get to 90. I mean, they got 65 right now. Let's see, they're 65 and 49 to do the quick math. If they played 114 games, right? I mean, that's what we're at right now. 114, 162 minus 114. So 48 games to go. Of those 48, 65. Yeah, I mean, I think the Phillies could get there. I mean, the Phillies could get easily. So I think to win the division, you're going to have to win 90-plus games. And maybe the Mets can't get there. And maybe that's why the Phillies will win the division. But at the very least, they better make the playoffs. Let me ask it this way, Rob. Forget about the division for a second. Do you trust David Stearns? You talk about the roster when it gets expanded. Do you trust David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza to trim the fat and clean this thing up and get it tight, the roster and who they use and how they use them down the stretch?
And that's a great question. $64,000 question. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, what's your answer? What's your answer now? If I had to get an answer from you now, do you trust Mendy and Stearns?
I see both Mets and Yanks making the playoffs this year. They can't play any worse than they are already right now.
I get it. Me too. And thanks for the call. Hoff, Rob wouldn't answer the question. I'm going to ask you the question. Do you trust David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza to clean this thing up, tighten up the roster, put guys in the right spot, use the right people the rest of the way down the stretch?
I want to say yes. I do trust Carlos Mendoza to do that. David Stearns, I'm starting to think twice about because I feel like he's trying to be too smart. I think he's kind of missing some spots.
You see, to me, this is a simple answer. And the answer is yes, I do. I trust that if Frankie Montas does not pitch well Saturday in whatever role that he has, David Stearns is going to say, okay, adios. Now, whether that means to the bullpen, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, roster-wise, can they send him down? They're just going to cut him. I fully believe that David Stearns knows enough to know that he can't keep forcing Frankie Montas out there. And Saturday will be the final test for Montas. If he pitches well or is decent, then he's going to get another shot. If he doesn't, I trust that Stearns is going to do the right thing. So that's why I say Stearns and Mendoza, that combination, they've done it. They've done it before. They've held their players and roster accountable. They know, they want to win the division. You heard Mendy with me yesterday. This is not about just making the playoffs and see what happens. They are going for the division. They're not going to sit on their hands here with 48 games or 47 games to go. So I do trust Stearns and Mendy to clean that up. The next question would be, do you trust the players? Some I do, some I don't. But it should be enough to, at the very least, get to the postseason and have the potential to do some damage.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.